Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Cave Show PLR. This is PLR. It is Friday Eve, and we are coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Cigars with the Cave Show every single Thursday. This Thursday, however, is a little special. That's right, everyone. It is kickoff time. The season starts tonight. The NFL, they get it going with the Cowboys and the Buccaneers. Yes, you will probably hear that theme quite a bit today. I have waited and waited and waited along with all of you. And finally, football tonight. Been looking forward to this. Big time. We are, needless to say, we are heavy NFL. I have picks for you. Game one winners. Put a little change in your pocket. As well as I'll give you my seven playoff teams. And I will give you my Super Bowl winner. Big news happening in football. Very recent. Big news. We'll get into that very soon. This is actually huge, huge news, and I'll drop this very shortly. This came across just before, obviously, we got into picks, and this is going to be a big one. Like I said, this is the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Like I said, today's show is heavy NFL. So you gotta be as stoked as I am. The show is brought to you, like I said, we're here live, sponsored by and here live at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Get down here, let them know that PLR sent you. They'll take 10% off your cigar purchase when you let them know that. You also can become a member, get your access to the members lounge, places to sit down, relax, chill out, watch all the games. There's baseball on now. There will be a game on tonight. They have the NFL tickets, so you can watch your favorite teams from here. Also, one of the best humidor selections you're going to find. When you become a member, it backs up. You get a locker that backs up to a humidor, so your sticks never go bad. Back in the members lounge, there's a refrigerator, ice machine, everything you need to make yourself feel right at home. Now, if you don't want to become a club member, that's not an issue. So plenty of great spots to sit and relax, watch one of the many TVs they have here. If you can't make it down, there's no worry there either. Just go to Stogie World, Stoagie. world.com. If you order early enough in the day, your sticks will ship the exact same day. All that happens right here at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. And tonight is a double game. Not only do you get the game tonight, but tonight is ladies' night. So come on down. I can't entice you more than ladies' night and football. If that doesn't get you, I don't know what will. But either way, get your butt down to Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, $49.91, South Alma School, that is Alma School and Chandler Heights. they kick off the NFL tonight. I've been waiting for this, like I said, forever. But there is some breaking news that's going to impact a team big time in their hopes to get to the Super Bowl. The Baltimore Ravens lost J.K. Dobbins. That's no surprise. He was injured earlier in the preseason. Well, today in practice, they lose a second running back with a torn ACL. Gus Edwards will be out for the year. He tore his ACL in practice today. Gus Edwards will be out. This is a team predicated on running the football. They lost their standout running back, J.K. Dobbins, and they probably lost the best back running back in the league in Gus Edwards. So even more will be heaped upon their quarterback. This is absolutely insane. It's amazing what happens in football. Everyone protected. Anybody in the preseason, we're not going to do this. We're going to make sure everything is fine. We just want to get to the season healthy. We don't want any nonsense, rigmarole, nothing. Some teams played more of their starters than others. The key is to get there healthy. Well, guess what? Baltimore is now down both of their running backs. Lamar Jackson, who would have had a breakout year anyway, is going to have a ridiculous season. Like I said, this is a team predicated on running the football. They will now be on Tyshawn Williams as their starting running back. That is going to make a big difference. I'm shuffling right now just based on playoffs and what I thought would happen. Baltimore went from a team that would be challenging Cleveland for a division title, to now a team without their first two running backs, a team that might not even make the playoffs, because it's that serious. It's that serious. Like I said, big breaking news, Gus Edwards out for the year, tore his ACL. Number, call in 917-889-7828, 917-889-7828. Down how the show is going to go today. Going to open up the phone lines for a few calls before we go to break. Then I'll preview the American Football Conference. Second segment, third segment, preview the NFC. And then for the final segment, we will go in and pick this week's winners. We'll do all that right here on the KM Show at PLR. Like I said, this is PLR. 9th of September, Thursday, football is kicking off. Do have a caller online. Thank you for your patience. KM Show at PLR.
Hey, Paul, how are you? Happy TGFF.
I know, my man. It's finally here. How are you?
Yeah. All right, but I just heard the news of what happened. Out for the year.
Out for the year.
That's
huge. Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah.
Young man Tyshawn, I just said his name a second ago. Looks like he is a new starting running back for them. Tyshawn Williams is a new starting running back. I think it's amazing. Everyone does everything possible to stay as healthy as they can through the preseason, only to come out and in a practice, the running back to the ACL.
Yeah.
That's hard luck. Yeah, that's hard luck.
Yeah.
So,
and with
what's
the East
going
away,
on, my man?
Yeah. Of course, with where the divisions were last year, well, you know, there's definitely needs improvement, especially in the AFC, in the NFC East. Ugh.
I was looking at that, Lou, just real quick, your opinion. This is a team a lot of people thought would challenge. Cleveland won two, and they're really predicated on the run. How do you think this impacts them if they are now down? They're now down a guy.
Well, Cleveland's in the north, so it doesn't really affect them too much.
No. Just them. How do you think it affects them?
Well, you know, building on last year, I think, is, you know, I don't think it's going to hurt them too much. I mean, they might suffer a little bit on that side, but I still think Cleveland has enough to, you know, take control of the NFC North. I'm really worried about Pittsburgh, though. Yeah.
I think this opens the door for Pittsburgh. I think this opens the door for
this game, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So what's going on, my man?
Well, let's see. They also said about with the 49ers, they're looking to find out who's going to be their start against the Lions. But I think we're going to assume that might be Jimmy G, although Shanahan's not saying much yet.
I think it's Jimmy G. I mean,
yeah, I think so too.
We just got to find out somehow. We're going to have to break in their camp and find out who's been getting the first team snaps. Find out who's getting the first team snaps, and there you go. It's really just that simple. But you almost have – see, I think their situation is different because they actually have a capable quarterback. Jimmy G's issue has never been ability. It's been availability.
No.
That's been his biggest problem.
Yeah.
So the whole key is to get him healthy as possible. You know, as much as possible to keep him healthy. He lost his job. They drafted a kid because he just couldn't stay healthy. I mean, if we're really just going to be honest. So we'll see where that takes us.
And of course, you know, I am looking forward to tonight's game. I know a lot of people are thinking it's going to be Tampa, you know, all the celebrations and whatnot, but I still think that Dallas may just spoil the party.
Now, are you saying that because you think so, or are you saying that because you're a Dallas Cowboy fan? There's a difference.
I'm saying because I think so. You know, sometimes, you know, they get so caught up in the celebration, they forget they got a game to play, and they get so wrapped up in it, they forgot. You know, it's not unusual for the Super Bowl champions to lose their first game.
I agree. I agree with that 100%. And I'll show that more in my picks later. But I'm with you on that. I think that's going to be harder than a lot of people think. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah. Last week, we almost had quite a surprise in college football because you would think, well, I think I told you this the other day, you know, we had a matchup that looked to be a breeze, but it turned to be quite surprising. And I think you know which game I mean.
Well, no, say that one more time because you lost me.
Well, there was one game that looks like, you know how this is usually the cream puff schedule? Well, one team that plays like a cream puff team, didn't so much against one of the top teams in the country last week.
Are you talking about Washington losing?
Nope.
Montana?
Nope, I'm talking about Tulane giving a hell of a game to Oklahoma.
Oh, Oklahoma won the game, though, right?
Yeah,
but
look at it. I mean, that was a close call.
Yeah, Oklahoma's Oklahoma. Hey, Oklahoma loses one game every year.
Yeah, but do a cream puff team like Tulane? Really?
Okay, but Washington lost at home to Montana and had to pay them almost $1 million to do it.
That's even worse, but I didn't get a chance to see that game.
Yeah, they
that
lost
game was
at
late.
Home.
Yeah.
Yeah, they lost at home to Montana. That's tough. That's a tough loss.
That is.
There's no such thing, I believe, anymore as cream puff game. I don't buy it anymore. I don't. I think, and when I say that, I'm saying like if Alabama played the Citadel, obviously, right? But I'm saying there's not always that much separation from some teams like we think. What makes Alabama special is that not only are their first stringers good, Their second stringers are just guys waiting to take over. Whereas with a team like Washington, they may have holes, or a team like Oklahoma, they may have holes somewhere, whereas the Tulane team may have had guys that have played together for 2 or 3 years. And sometimes that first game, since there's no preseason in college football, one team is trying to figure each other out, and another team has already done it because their chemistry is there.
Well, I always thought
playing together for so long.
As a preseason, you know, the Division I against like the Division I AA or Division II, I always thought them as like it is a preseason. Well, you can call what you want, but I kind of thought of it that way.
But Tulane isn't Division II, Division I.
Well, no, but it's a weaker school. It's a weaker conference than 1-9. That's what I kind of thought was like, you know, their version of you're not playing against really top-quality opponents.
I get you. But then we saw what happened. Look, Illinois beat Nebraska, and then lost the game that was supposed to be the cream pie.
Well, they're not the Tom Osborne team of the 90s anymore.
They're really not. There's no Tommy Frazier back there.
No.
So, nope. I'm with you, my man.
Things have changed since my day.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what else you got for me, my man, before I have to jump to commercial?
Well, get this. I found out something interesting that the Olympic wrestler that won the gold in wrestling, he's gonna try out for a side contract with WWE. How about that?
I don't think any of that. That shouldn't be surprising, should it? What's his name? Was there forever? Kurt Angle. And then he switched divisions. And Kurt Angle was an Olympic gold medalist, and he went over to the let me ask you a question. If you win a gold medal in the Olympics, Lou, what job, where are you going to get money from? I mean, let's be honest. No one's paying to go to a gym to watch guys wrestle. Now, in college, it's different. You have school spirit. You have pride. You're not wrestling against your name. You're wrestling with that school flag. But professionally,
that's real.
No one's paying to watch two dudes lock up for 3 minutes and try to put someone over. You know, if we're just being honest. Now, if you're talking if you're going to talk about power drivers and suplexes and off the top rope and, you know, figure four leg locks and Flair, that's different. You know, that's a whole different ball game. So, yeah, I don't blame him.
Right.
Do you?
No, but I mean, they're going from the real stuff to the fake stuff. That's you know.
Well, no one in the real stuff has ever said to be the man, you got to beat the man. I'm Ric Flair, the styling, profiling, limousine riding, jet flying, kid stealing, wheeling and dealing, son of a gun. If you don't like it, learn
it.
No one else says that. All right, my friend. It's always good catching up with you. We got football tonight.
Yes, we do.
All right, buddy.
All right, Paul.
Have a good rest. All right, buddy. Later. My man, Lou, always great to catch up with him. So coming up after the break, we're going to hop into the preview of the AFC, tell you who's coming out of it. We'll do that right after this. It's Dave Show, PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend, and I said, "Hey, shut up, because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR.
We Welcome back to the Cave Show, PLR. This is PLR. Thanks for joining me this Thursday, rather Friday Eve, live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, where we do cigars with the Cave Show every single Thursday. Make sure you're checking us out every day. We are live at 1 o'clock. You know how easy it is to get to us. Just go to sportscave.com, Cave is with a K, hit that listen live button. Also, we can be heard on Spotify and iHeartRadio. Make sure you have everything downloaded and let you know when we get our new shows added on. All you got to do is click the button and listen. Definitely check us out. Now, if you really want to go back and you want to check out all of our shows, again, go to sportscave.com, hit that listen live button. We'll route you to our library anytime other than 1 o'clock. Obviously, between 1 and 2, we're live. The other 23 hours, we'll guide you to all of our shows. Listen to one that you really like or one that you miss. Definitely check us out. Cave Show with PLR. I think it's absolutely hilarious. My man said wrestling, going to WWE. And if you miss it, I'm going to give it to you again. Fake wrestling is always king. Because in the Olympics, you got wrestlers, but they're not talking. They shake hands, raise their hands, go back to the locker room. You don't get that in fake wrestling. Fake wrestling, give you the real stuff. I'm going to give you this one more time. The real Ric Flair, the man himself. There's no one else in the world that says to be the man, you got to beat the man. And he tells you I'm Ric Flair. They're styling, profiling, limousine riding, jet flying, kiss stealing, willing and dealing, son of a gun. And if you don't like it, learn to love it. You don't get that from the real stuff. You get that from wrestling. Tell you what, anytime you can quote Ric Flair, you guys know that. All right, so the NFL starts tonight. Like I said, get down to Maduro's and check it out. Not only will they have the game on everywhere, there might be one person off in the corner asking to watch Friends. Stay away from that TV. Everywhere else, the game will be on, and it's ladies' night on top of it. So you definitely cannot go wrong. Cannot go wrong with that one. So let me give you the way this AFC is going to break down. I'll tell you who I think is going to go to the Super Bowl from that conference. I'll give you the seven teams that I think will make the playoffs and the team that I think is the best. I'm not going to break down a team that I think is absolutely devastating. There is no need for me to break down the Cincinnati Bengals. If you want the Cincinnati Bengals broken down in the AFC, go online, find a local Cincinnati station, and they will do that for you with a smile. You want the Houston, Texas broken down? Go to a Houston station, and they'll be talking about anything except Houston. That team is a mess. An absolute mess. So let's start with the teams I think that will be good, the teams that I think will make it into the playoffs. Now, here's what's so crazy. I had to do an adjustment on the fly. Because the team that I thought was definitely a shoo-in with ease is now not going to be a shoo-in. Gus Edwards getting hurt earlier today and tearing his ACL is going to be huge. That is flat out going to be huge. A team that relies on the run so much that really does not do a good job playing from behind. And if we're really honest about this, we know they don't do a good job playing from behind. But it shakes up the whole landscape, and it makes you think, is this team going to squeak in? Is Lamar Jackson dynamic enough to get this team in? Changes the whole landscape of everything. So let's start. I had Baltimore as my seventh seed when this day started. I had them in, ready to go. With the injury, I have them out. I am now officially going with old reliable. Give me the Pittsburgh Steelers with that seventh seed. I am not a Carson Wentz fan. I've made no bones about it. I don't know how mentally tough this guy is. I have a lot of worry. I have a lot of trepidation about the way he plays. I think anytime anyone challenges him, I'm not sure this is a guy that steps up. But I have them at six because their O-line is incredible. Their running game is going to be good. Their defense is better. I like the Colts as the sixth seed in the AFC. And then this is where you go, okay, do you move Baltimore up? No, I showed you they're out. You go with the Patriots. The Patriots are a team that they have Mac Jones. They have Bill Belichick. Mac Jones is the second coming, the reincarnation of someone that's still alive, Tom Brady. You go with Miami. Good coach. Good, solid coach. A real question mark in Tua at quarterback. I have a lot of trepidation about that one. I think they'll be good. I think Flores does a good job of coaching. But anytime a team is 2.5 weeks away from the start of the season and they're entertaining trading their starting quarterback for a guy with legal problems that can't even step on the field, that tells you how sure of him they are. Also, you have a team that elected its captain. This could be big. This cannot be big. But how is your starting quarterback not a captain of the team? How did Tua's teammates not elect him as a captain of the team when he's the starting quarterback? I think when you get to Miami, you have to really be careful. A lot of things fell their way. They led the league in turnovers last year, forced turnovers. Can they repeat that? I know they missed the playoffs by one game, but can they repeat that? They basically split their quarterbacking duties. Early it was Fitzpatrick, in the middle it was Tua, then it went back to Fitzpatrick, then you go back to Tua, and Tua carried him. I remember when it was tank for Tua. If this team could re-tank, they'd tank again. They're just too good. Brian Flores is too good of a coach. Look, nothing is everything, but everything is something. And like I said, when your starting QB isn't even a captain, that tells you everyone has trepidation about him. They tried to trade. They tried to trade for Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson is going to make a lot of money this year being a healthy scratch every single week because of his civil litigation issues. So, no, New England is out. My number five team is a team with a quarterback, a healthy quarterback, an up-and-coming quarterback, and that's Justin Herbert, and give me the L.A. Chargers. And no, I didn't say San Diego. Austin Eckler has a tweak in the hamstring. Hopefully he's okay for them. Everything else about this team clicks. Everything. I think they win a lot. I think they move up, and I think they're the five seed. Fourth seed, and the division winner of the AFC North, Cleveland Browns. I can't believe I'm about to say these three words. And I'm about to say these three words back to back to back. Cleveland is good. I know, I can't believe I said it. Cleveland is good. Baker Mayfield, for all the angst that he takes, is a very good NFL quarterback. Is he great? No. But he has weapons. His offensive line, he has two very capable running backs. He gets OBJ back. Landry is there. Hooper is there as a tight end. This team offensively is locked. Their defense is good. Miles, listen, don't piss off Miles Garrett. You find yourself hitting the head with a helmet. This guy is good. They now have Clowney as well on the same line. And this is the best position for Clowney because he's not looked at as being the guy. He's a part of everything. He's a guy. The guy is not him anymore. Myles Garrett is the guy for Cleveland. Give me Cleveland and that fourth seed, the AFC North winner. The South winner, Tennessee. I know A.J. Brown's a little banged up. Derrick Henry. It's unfair. Watching a safety try to tackle Derrick Henry is like you trying to stop a car by throwing a rope around it and pulling it back. It's not going to happen. Tannehill is a very good quarterback. We thought he wasn't. We thought Tannehill wasn't a good quarterback, but we thought he wasn't a good quarterback because he played for this guy.
I mean, at the time, you know, I mean, it's either.
Yeah, when he played for Adam Gase, we thought he couldn't play. He got away from Adam Gase and can actually play. They're another team that's predicated on the run. Julio Jones is now a wideout for them. He's no longer the quote-unquote man, which is going to help him immensely. Those double teams roll over now to A.J. Brown. Julio now will be open a lot for the games that he's healthy. Because we know Julio has an issue with availability. Great ability, bad availability. I like this team. Do I think they're good enough to come out? Not quite yet. Not quite yet. But look for them to win the AFC South. I don't even think it'll be a close race. Jacksonville has a rookie quarterback. Houston has Tyrod Taylor. Somehow, he's not going to lose games, but he's definitely not going to win games. Number two, I have the Buffalo Bills. I like what they're doing in the backfield. I'm one of the people that actually like Devin Singletary. I think he's a very good running back. I like Moss as his backup, change of pace. Diggs is incredible. He showed you what would happen once he got out of Minnesota, what he could do. Josh Allen, a couple years ago I said, wow, this guy is terrible. And I know I wasn't alone. Put the work in, and not just put the work in, but trusted himself and trusted the work. Last year, and I'm sure he'll be again this year. The Buffalo defense is good. The Buffalo is well coached. The Bills are a very well coached team. Look for them to come in as your number two seed and win the AFC East. AFC West. Let me see. I wonder who I picked to win this division and be the number one seed. It was Vegas. No. I already gave you what I thought the Chargers would fall. So it must be Denver. Hell no. They're starting Teddy Two Gloves. Again, a serviceable quarterback. A guy I love to have as my backup. But whenever you're rolling out Teddy Two Gloves as your starter, that means you don't have a starter yet. Bridgewater is a bridge quarterback. So that leaves one team. That's the Kansas City Chiefs. Andy Reid. That's usually you say that, you know you're winning a division. Tyreek Hill. But you can keep saying these names. I can add Pringle. I can add Miracle Hardman. I can add all those names. I can keep going. But there's only one name you need to know with the Kansas City Chiefs. That's Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes is that alien that pretends he's a quarterback in the NFL. Look for KC to come out of the AFC, the AFC West, and to come out of the AFC and be the Super Bowl for the AFC. I was told by a good friend of mine, you could bet either on Kansas City to go to the Super Bowl and the AFC to take the field. I took Kansas City. There's no one that has what they have on offense. Travis Kelce, like I said, Tyreek Hill, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. They're just that. Their problem last year was their offensive line got banged up. And I love it when people say, if they stay healthy. Well, that goes for everybody. If you stay healthy, even though there's no such thing as healthy by week 17 in the NFL, stay as healthy as possible. So I'll break down the NFC, give that to you. But first, before we do that, got to step away for a minute. We are at Maduro's Live like we are every single for Cigars with the Cave Show. It's your guy here, PLR. And we'll be right back. This is the Cave Show, PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Bombs and birdies, baby. Bombs and birdies.
Hey, this is Mikal Bridges with the Phoenix Suns. I'm in a cave with PLR.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. Like I said, it is time for the NFL. Tonight is the kickoff. Make sure you're following us on social media at the Sports Cave. Cave is with the K. On the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebook. The website is thesportscave.com. Again, Cave is with a K. And make sure you check out the website. There's a lot of great articles up there. Tony Capobianco, the Cuban Cowboy, has been very busy. A lot of good articles up there, a lot of good reading. So definitely go to thesportscave.com. The NFC, let's break this down. Let's do it. Let's make it happen. Some of these divisions, I think, are going to be tougher than other ones. Sometimes when you're doing these, you're thinking you're going to go one direction, and you end up going another one. And like I said, I can't do picks. Think if they stay healthy, then I think this is what's going to happen. I don't believe you can do it like that. I think you have to pick and then wait and see who stays healthy. I think there are some teams that are a little overrated, but that's okay. Some of these teams are going to be very interchangeable based solely on that whole injury bug, which I'm not going to use. So let's get started. Number seven in the playoffs, I think they're a very good team. I worry if Fitzpatrick has to be my quarterback from day one to week 18. That worries me. I like their defense, but if we're honest, their defense wasn't necessarily that great in big games last year. We were told what they were going to do to Tampa in the playoffs. Yeah, that didn't happen. Have they gotten better? Have they matured? Because they're going to have to be a team that really, 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 really will have to hold teams in certain weeks to 14 points and under, because you know Fitzpatrick will turn into Fitz interception and give up a pick six, give up field position, because he's going to take those chances. What does Bruce Arians say? No risk it, no biscuit. Sometimes he takes that risk. And it's not always the wise thing to do. So I have them as my seventh seed, but that is very fluid. I'll tell you some other people that I think could actually vie for that position. So let me just say this. I think the NFC West is the best division in football. It's the only division of football that I can honestly see having three playoff teams. And you can flip these any way you want to. But 5-6, I have the L.A. Rams and the San Francisco 49ers. And again, like I said, you can flip it any way you want. The curious person out of those two teams, for me, it's not Trey Lance. It's Matthew Stafford. And I think this is what you have to think about Matthew Stafford when you say his name. Was he a guy that was on a perennial losing team? Or was he a perennial loser that could never get them over the hump? And by that, I mean his ability to get them over the hump. Not guys are losers. but there's a difference between the two. Sometimes you think, could he have done enough, a little more, to overcome some of that, just to squeeze them in the playoffs? I know the coaches in Detroit, it sucks. I actually kid around with a friend of mine and tell him, if Detroit was in a division by themselves, they would still find a way to lose. And you're poaching that quarterback who has had a lot of talent. If you look at his numbers, he's a Hall of Fame guy. But he never wins. Even when he had Megatron. So it makes you wonder. It really does make you just stop and wonder. But I think there's enough around him. I think McVay is a good enough coach for them to end up in the playoffs. San Francisco last year was tough. They just couldn't get healthy. Now their biggest situation this year is, which quarterback do you play? Honestly, I don't think it matters. I think you get the steady hand leadership with Jimmy G. I think you get the dynamic rookie with Trey Lance. Either way they go, their defense is solid, and the rest of their offense is incredible. Raheem Mostert might be the most underrated running back in the league, and Brandon Ayuk is going to do special things this year. So you can switch them any way you want, but 5-6, I have L.A. and San Francisco. Number four, winning the NFC East, give me the Dallas Cowboys. I know their defense last year was epically terrible. You can pencil them in for 2 wins over the Giants, 2 wins over the Eagles, and 1 win over Washington. That's 5 right there. And I've already talked about the Eagles. If you haven't bet that under win total, go bet that under. Go bet that under as fast as you possibly can. But I have the Dallas Cowboys with the healthy Dak Prescott, Wayne Dakota Prescott, Lena Dallas, the NFC East division title. At number three, I have Seattle. Again, that's that other team in that NFC West. They're just good. Every year, they're just good. Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll are the two constants, and they just play ball. Sometimes Russell Wilson has to run around until someone's open. He doesn't. He basically says, you get to the Cutlass. By the time you get there, I'll chuck this down the street. Boom, bang, touchdown, let's move on. So I got Seattle winning the division. Super Bowl champ, Tom Brady and Tampa Bay, they brought everybody back. Everybody. Everybody come back. You come back. No, you come back. No, you come back. I like them. I don't love them. Last year, I had to – look, I didn't just have to eat crow. I sprinkled salt on it, baked it for 45 minutes, about 4:10. I had to put some potatoes around it, mixed vegetables. I had to eat the crow. Because I said the only thing that's better at 44 than 43 is scotch. Tom Brady proved me wrong. The saying is never bet against Tom Brady, and I did. Well, you know what? Am I crazy enough to do it twice? Hell yeah, you bet. They brought everybody back. This is football. This isn't the NBA. It's in college basketball. It's hard because every NFL season takes on its own mind. Remember, every year for the last 20 years, 4 NFL teams drop out, 4 NFL teams pop in. Every year. Without fail. And when you look at this, the way I pick these teams, same way. I agree. I have Dallas in, they weren't in. I have Pittsburgh in, they weren't in. I have the Chargers in, they weren't in. San Francisco, I know due to injury, I have them in, they weren't in. Colts weren't in, I have them in. So every year, it's on first. Will they be good? Yeah. Is Tom Brady to go? Yeah. So give me them as a 2 seed. Which leads me to the number 1 seed, and this tells you something, because this pains the hell out of me. I am by far not a Green Bay fan. By far. It's not even close. I don't even make balls about it. I used to kid around and say I'm Switzerland. I'm a Bears fan. So this pains me, but I'm going to say it anyway. The team that will win the NFC North is the Green Bay Packers. Yes. And now it's time to pick who's going to the Super Bowl. From the NFC, I believe, firmly believe, that the Green Bay Packers are going to the Super Bowl. site. I'm just playing. Give me the San Francisco 49ers. I like the way they play defense. I like the way they run the ball. I like the way they control the clock. I think either Jimmy G or Trey Lance, with Shanahan as coach, will find a way. So give me San Francisco and give me a rematch of the Super Bowl from 2 years ago. Give me Kansas City versus San Francisco in the Super Bowl with the exact same result. That alien will get KC back up to the mountaintop. There's my receipt. Can't take it back. It's live. It's on air. You can download it. You can hear it. I have KC winning the Super Bowl, and I have them beating the San Francisco 49ers. We'll jump out one segment to go, and that's where I'm going to put some money in your pocket. I will give you the pick. And here's the best part. Gambling is legal. So this isn't just for fun anymore. We're about to make it happen. So don't go to the spot where you got to make it rain. Get to your bookie. Put them on speed dial. We'll do all that right here. We're live at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. K-Show, PLR.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Hey, this is Kofi, and I don't go a day without listening to The Cave Show with PLR.
Welcome back to the Cave Show, PLR. This is PLR. Of course, I got to play that. This So Hard of Mine's been broken 1,000 times, and the person that breaks it every year, or the thing that breaks it every year, is the Chicago Bears. I already know they're not going to be any different this year. I already know this. So I'm making no bones about it. I know they're going to find a way to rip my heart out, because the Bears won't just be bad. If they were just a bad team and went like 2-15, then it'd be easy. But they always tease. So, no, this old heart of mine is about to be broke again. This segment is brought to you by Scott and Seller, Wine Consultant Tina Calhoun, phone number 602-410-4821, 602-410-4821. Tired of wine with preservatives, additives, sugars, all that nonsense crap they put in there? Then you want to definitely get with Tina Calhoun over at Scott and Seller, the Wine Consultant. Let her know you'll get wine that's fresh, served the way it's supposed to be, without any unnatural stuff added in. Her phone number again is 602-410-4821, 602-410-4821. So let's do it. Usually my guy, the one only, Ed Cole, hangs with me. He couldn't be here today to do this, so we're going to do it. We changed the music up a little bit, the background music for this segment. But every Thursday, I give you the picks. I try to pull a little money in your pocket, a little change, a little make it rain for you. So let's get this party rolling. NFL picks. I will also give you the line and tell you what I think. Without further ado, let's pick week one of the NFL Football League. Tonight, the Cowboys and the Bucks open the season. Dak is back. They're going to Tampa. Tampa is laying 9 points. Listen, 9 NFL points is ridiculous. You shouldn't call your bookie for this bet. You should drive to their house, bang on their door, and beg them to open it. Go get your kids' college fund. Go take your mortgage payment and put it all on the Cowboys. There's no way in hell the Buccaneers cover 9 tonight against the Cowboys. 10 a.m. game tomorrow. The Cardinals play the Titans. Here's a game that is a steal of a game. The Titans are favored by 3 against the Cardinals at home. That means that if they were on a neutral site, it would be even. That means if they were in Arizona, the Cardinals would be favored. How is the worst team in the NFC West favored to be the team that's clearly going to win their division? Take Tennessee. Take that 3 points. That may be the second easiest of the week. Eagles go to the Falcons. Here you go. Falcons can't stop anybody, but the Eagles can't score. Match made in heaven. Take Atlanta. Take the 3 points. Go do your thing. Pittsburgh goes into Buffalo. Buffalo is a 6.5-point favorite. The Steelers defense is really good. Really good. They now have a running game with Najee Harris. They have offensive linemen that are healthy. What they don't have is a quarterback under the age of 60. Ben Roethlisberger is still old. The Bills are dynamic. They play defense, and they can do something that Pittsburgh hasn't proven they can do in a while, and that's score. I don't like the 6.5. I will say take the Steelers only because of the points. Next game, Vikings and Bengals. Their quarterback said he wasn't ready 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago. Minnesota's favored by 3 on the road. That's 6 neutral site, 9 at home. Take the Vikings. Have you seen the Bengals offensive line? They basically went down to the Home Depot, signed up the 5 fattest guys they could find. Motown, here comes the Niners. San Francisco is a 7.5-point favorite, which is insane to be a 7.5-point dog at home. So you have to break a game down like this. Jared Goff is the quarterback for the Lions. His coach last year stayed in his headset until the very last second when he had to get off. He's not going to have that with Dan Campbell. Remember, Dan Campbell said they're going to eat ankles. They're going to eat arms. They're going to do all this crap. Are they going to score touchdowns? DeAndre Swift is a very good running back. They lost all their wide receivers. So you got Jared Goff and some bums. So you have to look at a game that's 7.5 points, and you have to say, okay, is it feasible for the 49ers put up 28 and the Lions only put up 20? Yes, that's feasible. Take the Niners, take the ridiculous point spread. And what I think is going to be the toughest game, the Seahawks going to Indianapolis. Favorite by 3. That's a tough game. Carson Wentz is back. How healthy is he? That's my question. Seattle is a notoriously great team on the road going east. I can't believe I'm about to say this. I'm taking Seattle on the road and the points. Book it. Chargers go to Washington. Okay, so how many touchdowns does Fitzpatrick throw? Oh, wait, how many interceptions does he throw? Wait a second. How many touchdowns does he throw? We already know what the Chargers are going to do. But what's Washington going to do? Will that defense that is supposed to be so good, will it stand up? This is my, if you know how you do those charts and you pick the game with the most points, least points, this would be my least point. I'm not comfortable with them. I'm going to go with the home team on this one. Give me Washington. It's 1 point. Basically, anything wins that game for you. The Jets and the Panthers. Picking this game is like going to McDonald's with knowing that you just left Burger King. You're going to one place that's going to give you gas, but in your bag you have something else that's going to give you gas. Either way, it's a lose-lose. Carolina's favored by 4. Basically, it's because the Jets have a new quarterback and a new coach. And it's a revenge game. Sam Darnold, this is your shot to show that the Jets were wrong about you. I say take that shot, go with it. This is a Sam Darnold get even week. Take the 4 points, take Carolina. The Jags go to Texas. Okay, so here we go. Houston versus the Jaguars. Rookie coach, rookie quarterback against a rookie coach and an old quarterback. If you have absolutely nothing to do and your choice is to watch football or go shopping with your girlfriend, that would be a tough decision. Take Jacksonville. Texans are absolutely garbage. Browns go to the Chiefs. The alien still plays in Kansas City, right? Rhetorical question. Yes. 5.5 points. The Chiefs are favorite. Cleveland is good, real good. They're not going to be that good in Kansas City, though. Take the Chiefs and the points. The Dolphins go to the Patriots. The teacher versus his student. New England's favorite. It's a rookie quarterback against Tua. Tua, the team that wouldn't even vote their quarterback and captain. They're going up to New England. Tua and the Dolphins lose this game. Take New England, the rookie quarterback, and the 3 points. Packers go to the Saints. The Saints are a mess. The best wide receiver is out. Jameis is starting. He can get hot, but not against Green Bay. Although I don't like Green Bay favored by 3.5 points, take the Saints and the points. Green Bay will win, but they won't cover. Broncos go to New York to play the Giants. Broncos led by Teddy Two Gloves. The Giants led by Danny Dimes, the fumbler, the interception machine. Again, a game that if you just have to bet, if you're that delinquent, go ahead, take the Giants to cover the points. I don't like Denver getting 3 on the road here. Sunday night, my Bears. They go into L.A. to play the Rams, and no, they're not playing Justin Fields. They're not playing the guy that actually could escape a rush. They're playing the red rifle rocket, whatever red tomato can you want to call him. He's getting the start. The Rams are favored by 7.5. Matt Nagy is going to show you why he's one of the worst coaches in football. Take the Rams to cover. I hope no one gets seriously hurt because the Bears' offensive line could not guard Brown on a paper bag. And then Monday night, the Ravens go to Las Vegas. The Ravens were favored by 4. They don't have a running back. The Raiders will show out to fans for the first time at home. Take the Raiders to win. They're going to cover that 4 points. There you have it. Don't drive to your bookie. Run to your bookie. Fly to your bookie. Get to your bookie. I just put money in your pocket. If you don't bet it, it is on you. Thank you, Maduros, for hosting us like you do every single Thursday. Next week, we will have more picks here on the Cave Show, PLR Cigars with the Cave Show. Again, when you smoke cigars, don't just walk in here and just go back there and start picking crap. Let Tina or Ron or someone here on the staff help you find the right cigar that fits your palate. That's what makes the smoking cigar experience perfect for you. You can follow us easily on social media at the Sports Cave. Cave is always with K. Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Website is sportscave.com, again with the K. And I'm on the web on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Everyone, until tomorrow, thank you for hanging with us. Enjoy football tonight. Get down to Maduro's. Not only is there football, it is ladies' night. Football and ladies. Don't be a loser. Get your butt down here. Thank you for joining us. This has been The Cave Show with PLR. We'll be back tomorrow. As we like to say at this time, all the time, temptations bring us home.